Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jerry Stengel, president of Ventreneur, and also the research advisor for American Express. She's bringing the American Express 2018 State of Women Business Owners Survey to show some really great strength and growth, amazing growth, not only in numbers but in financial strength for women business owners. It's an exciting time to be a woman business owner, isn't it, Jerry, in America?
Absolutely.
You know, I just reported yesterday on the 30th anniversary of H.R. 5050, which made it illegal to block anybody from getting credit based on their gender. And
yeah.
that was just earlier
this
week. Well, and what I pointed out is it took another generation for that to get all the way through the practices of the banking industry. You know, it took a generation for the banks to actually, you know, work it all the way through their systems. So it's a good time to be a small business owner, a woman small business owner. And I remind young women, Jerry, that they stand on the shoulders of people like Mary Kay and Lillian Vernon, people I've been interviewed on this show before, women who, and many other women who were not so prominently known, many other women who founded their business in the face of all amazing odds. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so for women, role models play a more important part in them starting businesses. So just having somebody who has done it before, you know, having seen, you know, if you can do it, I can do it,
right,
encourages women to, to dip their toe and jump right into the entrepreneurial seed.
Right, absolutely. So I want you to get your crystal ball out, Jerry. I've seen it. You got one. I know you do. And I want you to talk to us about what you see coming at women business owners in the future. Where's the opportunity? Where are the challenges?
So if we continue to have good economic times, we're going to continue to see more and more women enter the marketplace as opportunity entrepreneurs. So women are actually more likely to be opportunity entrepreneurs than men, and that means that they're seeing a need in the marketplace and coming out with a product or service. So that, to me, excites me a lot. So it's not only that women are starting the businesses, but we're creating more innovation.
So it sounds like you're saying women business ownership. It sounds like you're saying women approach business from a more practical standpoint than the average man does. Is that a reasonable way to repeat what you said?
No. So actually, I think of it a little bit differently. I don't know that it's a practical myth, because you know you have to have the vision of seeing the need and how it's going to play out. But they're seeing a hole in the marketplace, whether it's a need that they personally have, a family member or a friend, or it could be they're at work and they see a better way of doing a business process.
Let me ask you this question before we run out of time. Why aren't there more women like more women Steve Jobs and Gates and what's the other guy's name with Facebook? I always forget his last name.
Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Zuckerberg. Yeah. Why aren't there more women like that in those fields? Is it because the industry is holding them back? Are they precluded from breaking through? Or what do you think it is?
So I think you are seeing that. I'm not really good at drawing up names from out of my my head, but
not that many.
I'm sorry, what?
They're not that many.
You are. You saw a lot this year coming out, passing the $1 billion mark. Ebright just passed the $1 billion mark.
Right.
I'm not sure if Rent a Runway did.
But my question is it women holding themselves back, or is the system holding them back? What do you think, quickly?
I think it's a combination.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right about that. Hey, Jerry, this has been fun. Thank you for your time. Don't stay away so long. Come back soon. We've missed you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
You got a website you want to give us?
Yes. Visit my website, Ventureneer.com, VentureneerBot.com.
VentureneerBot.com. Check it out. Jerry Stingle, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.